Hi VoiceTubers, I'm Kelsey. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. Today's video is called 6 Tips on How to Have a Strong Relationship. So this video is giving you some tips on how to improve your relationship and make it stronger. So if you have a girlfriend or a boyfriend, or maybe a husband or a wife, these are some simple tips that you might want to use in your relationship. So let's take a look at our sentence. It's important to make amends after an argument, no matter how small or big. Being stubborn and fighting with one another is what causes you to become distant, which could lead to a breakup. All right, let's read that sentence one more time, a little slower. It's important to make amends after an argument, no matter how small or big. Being stubborn and fighting with one another is what causes you to become distant, which could lead to a breakup. All right, let's look at our vocabulary. Our first vocab is make amends. Make amends is a phrase, and it means to make up for doing something or to do something to correct a mistake that you made. So for example, you could say, Josh tried to make amends with his girlfriend by sending her flowers. So maybe Josh and his girlfriend had a fight, and to make amends with her or to make up for fighting with her, he sent her flowers. All right, our next vocabulary is make up. Make up is a phrase, and it means to stop fighting or to forgive someone after a fight. So for example, you could say, Emily and her husband get into fights sometimes, but they always make up. All right, our next word is also related to these two words, and it is apologize. So apologize means basically to say sorry to someone. So for example, you could say, I apologized to my friend for losing her sweater. So you could also say, I said sorry to my friend for losing her sweater. So you could say, I apologize instead of I'm sorry. But if you say I apologize, it sounds a bit more formal. All right, our next word is argument. Argument is a noun, and it is a disagreement, and it's usually an angry one. So for example, you could say, I had an argument with my sister yesterday over who should do the dishes. So that would mean that me and my sister both didn't want to do the dishes, so we had an argument, or as we were talking about this problem, we got angry, maybe we even yelled at each other. That would be an argument. Our next word is argue. So argue is the verb form of argument, and it means to have an argument. So you could say something like, the children argued about which movie to watch. So the children had an argument about which movie to watch. The next word is stubborn. Stubborn is an adjective. And if someone is stubborn, they refuse to change their ways or their views about something, even if other people want them to, or even if maybe there is a good reason to change. So for example, you could say something like, I tried to convince Mark to change his plans, but he was too stubborn. So I talked to Mark and I said, you should really change your plans. There are some good reasons why you should change your plans. But he said, no way, I'm not going to change my plans no matter what you say. So Mark was being stubborn. The next word is determined. Determined is similar to stubborn, and it is an adjective. But if someone is determined, they have made up their mind and they will do anything they need to do to meet their goal. So it is a bit more positive sounding than stubborn. For example, you could say something like, the hiker was determined to make it to the top of the mountain. So the hiker was very determined. He really wanted to make it to the top of the mountain. He wanted to fulfill his goal. All right, our next word is distant. Distant is an adjective, and it means not close. So basically, if you're distant, you don't want to interact with other people, and you seem cold or not willing to share your feelings or thoughts. For example, you could say something like, "Lately, Howard has become distant." So maybe me and Howard were friends before, and we talked about things, he shared his feelings with me, but recently he's become distant. That would mean that he seems cold, he doesn't seem willing to talk to me anymore. The next word is standoffish. So standoffish is also an adjective, and it is similar to distant. It also means cold or not very approachable or friendly. For example, you could say something like, "It's hard for Bob to make friends as he comes off as standoffish." So when we say Bob is standoffish, we basically mean he is cold. He's not very approachable. All right, so that's it for our vocabulary. Let's read our sentence one more time. It's important to make amends after an argument, no matter how small or big. Being stubborn and fighting with one another is what causes you to become distant, which could lead to a breakup. All right, that's all we have for today's pronunciation challenge. Today's question is, how do you usually make up with someone after a fight? Please leave a comment below answering this question along with your recording. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time, VoiceTubers.